Iraqi opposition leaders continued talks in London today at a conference designed to map out the country's future if Saddam Hussein is deposed. By tomorrow morning, the delegates gathered at a central London hotel will announce a proposal for what a transitional administration could look like. NPR's Guy Raz is covering the talks and joins us now from our studio in London. Guy, these delegates present a framework for an interim government in Iraq, but as Saddam Hussein's regime has not yet collapsed, is there any sense that this is premature to talk about a post-Saddam Iraq?
Well, I think it's a very good question, Jackie, and I think it's a question on the minds of a lot of observers here. But, you know, regardless of whether they're sort of jumping the gun, what they have managed to achieve here is pretty remarkable, I think, and that's there's been a pretty strong show of unity. I mean, the simple fact that, at least 50 factions are represented here is a pretty big achievement. And it's by far the biggest gathering of its kind in almost a decade. So I think that's quite an important aspect of this conference. Now, officials in Washington who are represented here have been very, very careful to advise these groups not to get ahead of themselves, not to set up a sort of government in waiting. And so far, there really isn't any indication that that will happen, at least not this weekend.
Isn't one of the things uniting these groups, these disparate groups, that they don't want too much American influence in a post-Saddam Iraq, even though some of them have received a lot in American money previously?
Yeah, in fact, none of them want a kind of military administration, a sort of a Douglas MacArthur-type leader running Iraq in the event that Saddam Hussein is deposed. That's something they all agree on. They expect Iraq to be run by Iraqis in the interim and then obviously in the long term.
Guy, is this meeting being seen as the first step towards creating a government in exile?
I don't think anybody at the meeting is willing to admit it, if that's the real aim. But I have to say there's a real energy inside the conference center. I mean, there's a sense that the delegates there are part of something historic and that basically they're the people who will probably make up a future Iraqi government. Now, you know, that's the key reason why the Bush administration is represented here. I mean, the administration has sent an envoy because they very much want to be in touch with these people, you know, assuming that one of these people will eventually become the next leader of Iraq.
Who are these possible leaders?
Well, there's been a lot of talk about Ahmed Chalabi. He is the leader of the Iraqi National Congress. The problem with Chalabi, though, is that he's kind of controversial among many of the opposition leaders, in fact. And he's probably not the right person to sort of unite these various factions. There's been another name that's been floated around quite regularly. His name is General Najib al-Salehi. He heads up a group of former Iraqi officers. Now, he defected from Iraq in 1995, and he apparently still commands a pretty strong respect among former troops in Iraq. Now, I spoke to him earlier today. He made it very clear that if and when Saddam is deposed, he plans to run for the presidency of Iraq.
We've heard for at least a decade about the divisions between all these various dissenting groups, be they Shiite, Kurd, or something else. Is there a sense that they're going to put differences aside for the meantime?
Well, there are differences. The groups insist that those differences are simply a reflection of the democratic process. I mean, there are sticking points over what a future Iraq should be. Should it be a federal model? Should it be a centralized model? What's going to happen with the oil reserves? I mean, these are questions that are still pretty much on the table, and they're not likely to be resolved tomorrow or the next day or even in a year. I mean, basically, what's going to come out of these talks is a declaration that Iraq should be a democratic state, with human rights, pluralistic, etc. But ultimately, the one element that unites all of them is removing the current regime.
Thank you very much, Guy.
Thanks, Jackie.
NPR's Guy Raz speaking to us from London.